Well, ooh, interesting. Did you hear that?
That's going to be the intro of our episodes these days. So we're coming back at you with another episode about All About the Culture. Just because we did end that last episode with a couple cliffhangers that we have answers to now. So I am joined with the homie Mikey B.
Glad to be back. Glad to be talking about music again. Glad that the big music festival we hinted at is coming back. It's a pretty strong lineup.
Back in action, because if you don't didn't hear the last episode, go hear it. And if you did, you know that we are talking about Lollapalooza. So Lollapalooza finally, I think it was the day after, like it was fairly recent after we talked about it,
True.
that it came up and the lineup has been announced. Mikey B, you want to walk through that or?
Sure. Lollapalooza is happening. It's going 4 days, as like it's been doing the last couple of years. It's happening July 29th to August 1st in Grant Park in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. These most likely, just based on how these posters work, these most likely will be your headlining acts for those 4 days. So you have Foo Fighters, Post Malone, Tyler the Creator, and Miley Cyrus. That's very likely that they will be, the headliners on one of those days. But then underneath that, I'm just gonna read, we have DaBaby, we have Journey, we have Meg Thee Stallion, we have Rodney Rich, we have Rockhampton, we have, very amusing to me, we have Limp Bizkit on the third line of this poster. That's wild to me. We have Modest Mouse also right next to them. And then we have Brittany Howard from Alabama Shakes, Band of Horses. For some emo people, for some emo love, we have Jimmy Eat World. We also have All Time Low. We have Mountain Joy. For some Chicago flavor, we have Whitney. And we some so a pretty diverse line of artists from hip hop, rap, R&B, dance, EDM, rock, emo, punk, new metal. Yeah, it kind of has it all. Which kind of leads my before we get into Lollapalooza, this is something I was thinking about. And do you prefer a lineup that is diverse, like Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo or Coachella, or even Summerfest? Because Summerfest, you go see, you go like hip and see a whole bunch of different bands. Or do you like a festival that's more catered towards a genre, like a genre, like Lyrical Lemonade is pretty much all hip, it's all hip hop. And Riot Fest pretty leans pretty heavily towards like alternative punk and emo. What do you prefer? Like a lineup that's pretty like, okay, I'm gonna go here, I'm just gonna get straight hip hop for 12 hours, or something where you can kind of like dib and dab and see a whole bunch of more variety.
Yeah, give me hip hop for 12 hours. I'm down.
Okay,
Yeah,
gotcha.
cause just cause like, don't get me wrong, man. I love like Summerfest and all that stuff, but like, it's easy to lose me. You know what I mean? So it's easy to like, for example, like Lollapalooza. It's like I don't. Miley Cyrus does nothing for me. Like,
Sure.
I've seen the Foo Fighters and like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, all right, you kind of play that game of like, is this gonna be worth it for me? Versus like. If it's the whole genre, like I know if I go to like Rolling Loud or Lyrical Lemonade, I'll see people that I've either heard or I would like to see anyway. So,
Gotcha.
but yeah, the variety thing, like it's great and all, like yeah, because you know we listen to like a whole bunch of different music, so we go see you know All Time Low and then go see T-Pain
Sure.
on the same day, you know.
That's true.
So, what about you? Would you go
Oh, I love
for,
variety.
yeah.
Variety all the way. I love the idea of like in my head making up a lineup of like all these different genres that I could see on one day. So I like the idea of like, okay, Foo Fighters, I could see Foo Fighters that day. And then I could like roll over and see like Modest Mouse. And then I could roll over and see like Tonight. And then I could roll over and see like Brittany Howard. And then I could roll over and see Jimmy Eat World, or I can roll over and see like Black Pistol Fires, and I could go see Dayglo. Because like in reality, like none of those bands would ever like play with each other. So I like the idea of like, okay, like this is kind of this unique experience where all these different bands and genres and artists are kind of playing together at, like in one day. Where when it's more catered, like it's most likely if you went to see like Brockhampton, it wouldn't be crazy to see like Jack Harlow or Polo G or even Tyler the Creator like be on that same bill. Where it would be really weird if like, if these more like different sounding artists and different genres like all came together and be on the same bill. It only really happened once and it didn't work out so well. I think Blink, when it, remember when Blink 182 and like Lil Wayne tried to do it and be like, yeah, dude, there's all these punk kids and they like Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne's into skateboarding and Blink 182 is all about skateboarding, and that did not go as that did not go as well as people thought it would be.
That was terrible, man. That was so bad. Ugh. I can't believe that. I mean, I can believe it because it's ridiculous, but I was fucking nuts. What else you got for Lala, man?
I think the lineup is pretty solid. I like the headlining acts. I think it kind of hits all targets. You got like a big rock act. You have a big like rap act. You have like that big like hip hop and R&B act, and then you have the big pop act. So I think like that kind of hits like the four major genres of music. And then the undercard is, I think the undercard is really stacked. Off mic, I think I counted, I think it gave you like 12 artists that'll be interested in seeing beyond just like the big acts of like the Foo Fighters mm-hmm. for me. So I think this is a pretty solid lineup of really diverse music and genres. So you could really have a fun time kind of picking and choosing who you want to see. So I think this is pretty solid. I'm pretty happy with the lineup. I give it a solid B+.
Dang, nice, dude. They didn't really move the dates around, right? They just pushed it back just like a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, I think a couple weeks. Before I always thought it was like that like second week in August, so now it's just like the first like the last week in July, but nothing too crazy.
Yeah, nothing too bad.
Yeah.
Moving on, our next
Riot Fest
was Riot Fest. We're trying to figure out who's gonna replace My Chemical Romance, and
we were wrong as can be, man.
Yeah, it was such a fucking letdown, man. It was so bad. No offense to like, you know, the Nine Inch Nails, but like, mm-hmm. my God, you could have done better, like way better, honestly. Mm. Which, there you go. We figured out our new act, and it's Nine Inch Nails, which. I think they were there last time, too. I think they were the previous year.
You did mention that.
Yeah, because they were there like around, I think, the same time like the Queens of the Stone Age were. But not cool for me, man. But they also released like the Days, too. So the Days are pretty.
Which is key, I think.
Yeah, it was just perfect because you want to see who's going where and what days. So
mm-hmm.
I really think that the Saturday could be the day, man. I think Saturday.
Saturday's very strong.
Yeah, Saturday, you know, RTJ is going to be there. Taking Back Sunday, mm-hmm. Vic. I mentioned last mm-hmm. time, Coco Bordello.
Yep.
Yeah, and just a bunch of other bands, man. Andrew WK. Or you can go catch Guar, dude, and just have the time of your life. So what do you think about Nine Inch Nails, man, jumping into the third day of Riot Fest?
Interesting, I guess. I'm not like... Yeah, like indifferent almost to it, like neutral on it. Like the way we were like brainstorming possible bands, I was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. That sounds fun. And then when you get like Nine Inch Nails, it's, I don't know, safe, I would say, like a safe pick.
Yeah.
It's like, it's safe. It's like they're a good band. They have a lot of history. They probably put on a good show. But it feels kind of like safe, I would say, versus kind of what we were spitballing. We were talking about like a reunited Mars Volta or even a reunited Paramore, like something like that. That would be like, oh my God, that would be like really like shake the internet.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like, all right, cool. Good job. Solid band. Like a solid, you know, single up the middle. Get the guy on base, advance the runner over to third.
I also think we were being a little too, you know, optimistic about who we want on the bill, you know, like we're just shooting for the moon, man. Like, bring back the Mars Volta, which probably would never happen, but you know what I mean. Like, I think we had such mm-hmm. high expectations of this, like, to fit the bill when you just really need like a pretty decent act. You know what I mean?
True, very true.
Yeah, I think that's all I got for that. There was really nothing else about Riot Fest. You just touch on like what else we were gonna get back into.
Speaking of festivals, what is more important to you, like the main like headline act like that you're going to see, or like kind of like the smaller acts? Or like they're not like you mentioned, like we're both big run the we both like Run the Jewels, or like would that be like your main reason or going, or your main reason going be seeing like, yeah, Run the Jewels will put on a great show, but I also, yeah, I'm really interested in seeing like Taking Back Sunday, and I'm interested in seeing an Andrew WK, and I'm interested in seeing like some of like the bands on the smaller act. Like what's more important to you, or you think it's like it has to be like a mix of between like the top act and at least two or three good acts.
For me, it's the top act that for sure. Like, there's
They
got to
got
be
you.
like, ah, man, this might like age me a bit, but like, I kind of just don't want to deal with half of that shit. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like just to be there all fucking day. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Oh,
just
you don't do. Oh, that was gonna be my next question. Are you an all-day festival
so
guy?
draining. You know what I mean? Because like, let's I mean, let's be real, man. That like these places up the price on everything. So like, you're getting
Sure.
a bottle of water for like $10, and you need like four of them during the day because like it's usually in the summer, but like
Yes.
September is not too bad, but still like you're out there all fucking day, man, and that's why I'd rather go see like the main act. So like on like that Saturday bill for Riot Fest, dude, if I could just go see Run the Jewels, like I'm cool, man. Like,
Interesting.
yeah, I don't really like. I mean, unless they're like really good bands that like really. You know, I guess means something to me, or like I would go see. Like, I'm looking at that Saturday bill, like, I would go see the Bronx, you know, 4 Years Strong. And that's pretty much about it. So that's kind of like, nah, I'll just go there at the end of the day, you know, because everything else kind of kicks off at
Gotcha.
like 5. So, and like, and
True.
I'm not going to the carnival at Riot Fest, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a Ferris wheel, like, it's nothing. So,
Gotcha.
what about you?
Interesting.
You going all day or what?
Oh, I'm an all day guy. I want the whole experience. Like when I like the few times I pretty much every festival I went to, I try to get there, I don't know, like 10, 11 noon, somewhere around there. So I'm there from like 10, 11 noon until it drops, till it ends. I like the whole experience.
Yeah, but see, also too with like the main headliners, dude, like you don't get to see them like for that price. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, okay, I'm thinking of like a grand scheme because I bought the 3 day pass very early, so
You
the
got a great
value
value.
of my ticket is like, you know, the Smashing Pumpkins by themselves is like probably $90 a ticket at the United Center, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like Lupe is pretty much like a $40 ticket these days, like he's not doing much. Run the Jewels is expensive too, right? So it's like just getting the value of your
I
headliner
would think so.
is like what I would shoot for the most.
Gotcha.
So that's how I feel, bro.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was just intrigued because like some people like the all day experience, and then some people are like, yeah, I'm good. I'm gonna get there at 6:30, see whoever's playing before the main act or two, and then like just call it a day. So
Oh, I
I
just
can
saw
see it both
that.
ways.
That Sunday bill
What?
has Kenny Hoopla in there too. I just
Yeah, kind of lower
found.
down on the day.
Also found out he doesn't have a lot of music out that I've seen on
Not yet.
Spotify.
He's just about to release his first album or EP pretty soon. Yeah, but prior to that, he's only been releasing like a couple singles,
Yeah, I went to try to
which
deep
isn't
dive.
really interesting. Which is a very interesting trend in music lately. That's like taking over all genres. Not mean just like rap and hip hop. Like even like rock artists and emo and like punk artists are kind of going on that. Like, hey, let's release some singles before we do like a full album.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Because his first album doesn't even drop until June 11th.
That's not that far away, though. That's a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, true. Couple weeks.
Damn, it's
But
already
yeah,
almost
since then he's
June.
just been dropping singles.
Right on, man. You got anything else for festival-wise, festival season?
No, I guess no. I have one more. Well, I guess. No, I'm not out. Let's call it a day. Let's wrap it up.
Well, we'll wrap. We're not going to leave this episode without talking about the album of the year, which is J. Cole's The Offseason. Which, if you haven't
Oh,
heard,
interesting. Oh,
you're.
you like it?
I love
I have
it.
not.
I love it. It is
Okay.
my album
It's
of the year. What's today's
guaranteed album
date?
of the year.
May 20th. No album can touch it. Like, I'm
May
almost
22nd,
positive
yeah.
we're not going to get another album like this, man. Like. Well,
Interesting.
J. Cole's got like such a huge like. You know what you're getting out of a J. Cole album, you know what I mean? But this one is just like. I saw a tweet And there's like no better way to kind of describe this album besides when I read that tweet, and it was J. Cole is rapping like the rent's due. And that's how I feel about it, man. It just reminds me of like the first couple albums and like the mixtape days. And I'm gonna call it right now, man. I don't know, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'll listen to Drake's album, but Drake doesn't really drop good albums. Who else is dropping? Migos. Migos is not gonna have a good album. Like, they'll have bangers, but not like album of the year, like a whole cohesive project. But this is dope. This is it, man. And it's May 22nd. We're not even halfway through the year, and I'm calling it out, dude. So if
no, because as you know, fall is a big time for dropping music.
Unless we get something crazy, keep that in mind.
Which rap artist do you think that could drop an album that could top J. Cole? Is there any like Mary hasn't announced an album, but you know, albums could drop at any point in time nowadays. Is there a rapper out there that could top J. Cole, you think?
There's a lot
If he dropped an album.
There's a lot of things that I would put into consideration, though. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Name a couple more.
Okay, so what could potentially be, because like we're looking like project wise, because I like a lot of like that bougie rap shit too, so
sure,
I'll listen to that. But like if I'm going to try to put the, you know, the album of the year title, is like I have to be able to listen to it multiple times in like one sitting. You know what I mean? Like something that just like works. But the only person that I think could do it is probably like a Kendrick.
Gotcha.
Just because I feel like his last project was pretty good too, but I don't know who else, man. I don't want to. Maybe, I mean, I would probably give it to Kanye if he comes out too, because I'm a huge Kanye fan. Give Kanye's music a go. A Pusha T album could do it too. Damn, you really put me on the spot, and I'm trying to think.
Yeah, you're naming good artists. You're naming like the top lyrical artists out there in the rap game. Like, I think when you're talking about artists, I think you're looking for like an album that's like super high on like having like the best possible bars possible versus just like a good beat or like a good like catchy chorus. So you're naming like the top, something like the top lyrical MCs out there today with like Kanye and Kendrick.
But see, it's also a thing to enjoy it too. You know what I mean? Like people can release like good music, but like, sometimes they'll release it and then you drop it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the music's good and enjoyable, you can listen to it over and over again, which is what I've been doing with this J. Cole album. There's just something about it, man. It's just like from start to finish, it's just a good piece of work that I, like I said, May 22nd, album of the year, man. Yeah, man, I don't know. Because like if J. Cole didn't come out, like I don't really know who else is dropping music to be able to, you know, put up against.
What was your album of the year prior to the J. Cole drop? Or there wasn't anything on your radar hitting that level?
That's a good question. And what reigns true is the Real Life Podcast. Let's go to 2021 hip hop.
Are you looking at your Spotify list, my friend?
No, I just Googled.
Oh, this top albums? Gotcha.
I don't think I had an album of the year yet, because everything was just good to listen to. Everything was just like, it was nice.
Yeah, nice.
Like they were just like a song here or there. I don't know where the fuck they got this list out, but I'm just kind of scrolling through it and seeing.
You're not feeling it?
New albums, rap, hip hop, 2021. Oh, there's, hold on. So, Hip Hop DX, best albums of 2021 so far. This was released at the beginning
of
May.
Good source.
Slam Language 2, that was dope. That was, Young Thug's, like, collective album. It was like his Cruel Summer, or Cruel Winter, or whatever. That was dope. Mm-hmm. Brockhampton, haven't listened to. I don't really mess around with Lil Yachty. Moneybagg Yo's album was pretty good too. Pooh Shiesty was dope. Yeah, there's I get damn. I haven't now this might there you go, man. Now we're gonna lead into episode 3 or the next episode of All About the Culture, because I can't figure out what albums came out this year. I guess, well, Kid Cudi came out this year, I guess. That was Deez.
Got it.
Jack Harlow released music. That was pretty dope, too. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't think there was anything worthy of the title, I guess, so far. Besides this, just because, like I said, like, I listened to that Young Thug album, and that was pretty good. But, like, I didn't find myself listening to it, like, twice a day. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you'll just listen to an album, like, when Daytona came out. Sure. That was multiple times a day. You know what I mean? It was just like, that was just fire, pure fire. Mm-hmm. And I think this J. Cole album's it, man. Like I said, unless Kendrick drops, I think it's a sure bet.
Any rumors that Kendrick's going to drop any music this year?
There were a couple things on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of like the managers said that like we're dropping this year, stay tuned, you know, that sort of shit. But
got it.
Who knows, man? That'd be cool. Because it's been like 6 years since we got anything Kendrick. Yeah. Which is kind of cool because like Kendrick and Cole have really like, they were in the spotlight and they kind of disappeared. And then when they drop music, it's a big deal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike like Young Thug and like Gucci, they all just like drop music whenever, and like the Migos. But I guess we have
that anticipation.
Yeah, which is kind of cool, man. I think Kanye's got some of that too, because he doesn't release a lot of music, but he just stays in like the media's presence.
Sure.
Yeah. Do you have any? What's your favorite album of the year so far? I guess we'll do like a midway check-in like next month, I guess, but it's not a bad idea to kind of touch on it now.
Sure. I was prepared. Once I opened up this topic, I was like, there's no doubt that Josh is going to ask me the same question. So
I'm just going to answer. That's it. This is the episode.
That's it. This is the episode. I got nothing else to say. No, there's, I think one of my, there's this band called Nudes with an album called Blush that I like quite a bit. I've been playing that quite often. I think that's one of my most played albums. They have that would be one. Another would be the new Royal Blood album. I like that album quite a bit. Called Typhoons. That's a great album by Royal Bloods. And Silver Synthetic has a cool album that I like quite a bit. And then the Black Keys just dropped an album called Delta Cream. That's quite good.
I just started listening to that too, by the way.
Yeah, that's a cool, like, yeah, it's a nice tribute to the Delta Blues. So R.L. Burnside is R.L. Burnside's one of them, and then also Johnny Lee Hooker, and then Junior Kembrot is also there, you know, being representing. So it's representing kind of the blues from the South. So that's another good album. So those are the kind of four albums where I listen to, and I think about, hey, I want to listen to an album. I just don't want to listen to a song or a single or whatever. And those are kind of like the four albums that I've gone to quite frequently this year.
Nice, dude.
This band called Nudes, Noods, Blush, really good album. I want to give them a shout out versus the other three, because the other three at least are known.
Yeah.
And this band came out of nowhere. And this band is, this is a great album. So
nice, dude.
They're really good.
Have to add that to the queue. Try it out.
And I think now, I believe now this is the end of our musical episode, which we're back to back, two in a row. So
yeah,
as always, you know, let us know on Instagram. And wherever, YouTube, whatever, if you want us to continue talking more about music, or if you want us to get back to what we've, you know, what we normally talk about, which is the video games and, you know, nerd culture, but let us know, because we could definitely continue on this musical tip as long as, you know, people are enjoying it. And obviously I think both of us are enjoying talking about it, so I'm good with continuing with music.
Or if or if anybody says anything, we're just going to keep releasing it anyway because we do.
That's
what we
also
want.
True, too, because I was going to say, I really feel like we might have to change the name of this podcast from the Gaming Council to something else. Now that we talk about so many things now, like now we have like musical episode, sports episode, comic book episode. I assume we'll have a movie episode at some point. We'll talk about some movies. So I feel like the Gaming Council is doesn't really.
We gotta find like a
hold the breath of hold the breath of all the genres that we're getting to. That we get into on a weekly or bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, I guess.
We'll talk. Man, this really is a live podcast. I'm like, well, I guess we'll it's talk like, about oh, that.
I guess we're talking rebranding with everybody this week.
I guess we'll talk about that. But before we go, I think it would be bad not to do name those bars.
Oh, right on.
So let's do a little name those bars. Would you like to know the artist, or you think you just can name it by the bar itself?
I guess we'll go.
Let me give you the bar, and if you need any help, I'll give you the artist.
Yeah.
Skybox is next to Riri, solely responsible for showing up rappers how to stand on the front lines when trappers started throwing bands. Where were you when Big Meats brought the Tigers in? Because I was busy earning stripes like a tiger skin.
That's a Pusha T bar right there.
You got the artist. Would you like the album?
No, hold on.
I'll give you another bar. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the sideline of the ball court. One stop like a Walmart, we got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know about the carport, the trap door's supposed to be awkward. That's a big hint. That's a key line.
That's if you know, right? Or what's that song called?
No, you got it. If you know, you know. There you go.
I was hearing the rest of that, like, because it's got that weird, like, there's like a weird noise that goes on in the background, too, with that. Right when I heard, I'm kind of bummed that took me like a little longer than I needed to
put that together. But that was Pusha T. If you know, you know, off of Daytona, which is the album we just talked about.
Yeah, it doesn't get as much credit as it deserves, but you know how it goes.
True.
And that's where we can wrap it up, and Council Boys are out, man. See ya. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Council Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Council Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Council Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Council Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingcouncilpod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.